cases of swine flu has topped over 100,000 now, with the World Health Organization calling the pandemic unstoppable and suggesting mass vaccination. But are we actually fighting a man-made tragedy, some are asking. Investigative journalist and IT contributor Wayne Madsen's in Washington to tell us more about claims that the virus began life in a lab.
Forms of human flu, two forms of swine flu, and one form of avian flu that looks like it was basically put together through a combination in a laboratory.
David, the staff here says they haven't seen anything close to the sheer volume of casualties, and we're told that most of the injuries are bites, not gunshot or stab wounds, as we were led to believe earlier.
The specter of death from swine flu has become part of Canada's readiness plan. Health Canada shipped body bags to at least two First Nations communities in Manitoba.
Including Big Pharma trying to capitalize on this pandemic and try to make money off of a vaccine that may not even be safe.
No one official is prepared to comment. Religious groups are calling it Judgment Day.
There's an increasing number of reports of
serious attacks on
people who are literally being eaten alive.
A witness reports are sketchy. One unifying detail seems to be that the attackers in many instances are chaos on the motorways as thousands of people attempt to flee the cities. The Home Office has issued a statement urging people to stay in their homes and await further instruction. Ensure all residences are secure with all doors and windows firmly locked and closed.